This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, May the 30th. I am Marilyn West, and this is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. This weekend offers us something very special. It's a triple-decker opportunity for renewal, happiness, and hope. Today is National Creativity Day. Tomorrow is National Smile Day. And June, the whole month, is officially Rebuild Your Life Month. When you put these three things together, creativity, smiling, and rebuilding, they create a beautiful roadmap for moving us forward in our lives. And perhaps that's exactly what many of us need right now. Some of us have had some difficult times. Maybe it's been an emotional winter. Some of us may have had financial struggles or health challenges, relationship changes, disappointments, loneliness, grief, or we've simply felt stuck. But just as the earth renews itself after a harsh winter, human beings also have the ability to rebuild. We can repaint our homes, we repair our fences, we clean out our closets, we prepare our gardens, we remove what no longer grows, and then we make room for what can bloom. Nature teaches us that rebuilding isn't about failure, it's life, and maybe that's why this season feels so hopeful. The days are longer, the sunshine warmer, and people are beginning to open their windows, walk outdoors, talk to neighbors again, plan our gardens, our vacations, family gatherings and summer vacations, and adventures. And there's a natural shift toward possibility. And rebuilding our lives doesn't always require dramatic change. Sometimes it begins with very small things. A smile. A new idea, a creative spark, a conversation, a decision to let go of something painful, a willingness to try again. Creativity itself is one of the greatest healing forces we have. People often think creativity belongs only to artists and musicians and writers or performers. But creativity belongs to each and every one of us. Creativity is how we solve problems, how we decorate a room, plant a garden, cook a meal, dress ourselves, build friendships, start over again after heartbreak, or imagine a better future. Creativity is hope in action. Last week on the show, we talked about geekness and passions and how the things we love can be sources of joy, identity, and connection. Passion gives people energy, person, community, and confidence. And perhaps this National Creativity Day can remind us that we are never too old to discover new passions or rediscover forgotten ones. Maybe we once painted, or we wrote poetry, or we loved music. Maybe we dreamed of starting a business. Maybe we enjoyed sewing or woodworking, photography, gardening, or dancing. Or maybe creativity just means that we allowed ourselves to think differently about our future. Sometimes rebuilding begins in the imagination before it appears in reality. And then let's think about smiling. It's such a simple thing, something every human being can do from infancy. Scientists have studied smiling for years and found that smiling can reduce stress, encourage connection, and even improve our mood because smiling activates positive responses in our brain. A smile is not only something we give to others, it's something that helps us heal too. A genuine smile is an invitation, a welcome, an unspoken embrace. It tells others, "I see you, you matter. You're safe here with me." I remember when I was a little girl. I was upset one day, wearing a terrible frown. My father looked at me and said, "You know, Marilyn, people like us better when we share a smile instead of tears and frowns. Wipe your tears and find a reason to smile, and you'll feel better. And the people who care about you will help you smile because your happiness makes them happy too." I never forgot that. Over the years, I realized he was right. The people who loved us do want to help us heal. They want to remind us that difficult moments are not permanent. There's an old lyric that says, "Smile though your heart is aching." And while life isn't always easy, there is wisdom in those words because sometimes healing begins before life is perfect. Sometimes we smile not because everything is wonderful, but because we're choosing hope anyway. And hope is important. It matters, especially now. We live in a world where many people feel overwhelmed, divided, anxious, or discouraged. So perhaps rebuilding our lives also means rebuilding connection, compassion, optimism, and community. Maybe that begins with simple acts, sharing kindness, being creative, encouraging one another, finding beauty again, just by laughing more, smiling more, and letting go of what no longer serves us. Just as we clear dead branches from a garden, we sometimes need to clear our emotional clutter too. Old resentments, old fears, old failures, old stories that tell us we can't change. June's Rebuild Your Month time reminds us that rebuilding is possible at every age and at every stage of our life. We are truly never stuck. We can still learn, grow, forgive, dream, create, and yes, connect. And perhaps the beginning of summer is the perfect time to refresh our outlook the same way we refresh our homes after winter. We open the windows, let light in, clear space, repair what matters, nourish what grows, and let's make room for joy. So today, on this National Creativity Day weekend, and on the eve of National Smile Day, perhaps we each can ask ourselves, what inspires me? What brings me joy? What makes me smile? What part of my life needs rebuilding? And what small step can I take today toward a better future? Because rebuilding a life rarely happens all at once. It happens smile by smile, idea by idea, choice by choice, connection by connection. And that's what this show is always about, sharing information, support, encouragement, so each and every one of us feels that we don't have to rebuild alone. And if rebuilding any part of our life feels overwhelming, if we're searching for answers, encouragement, practical solutions, or simply reasons to smile again, then let's remember our From a Woman's Perspective team is here for each and every one of us, as always. Together, we're going to share our knowledge, experience, and ideas to help empower anyone listening to make informed decisions and move forward with confidence and hope. We'll get health tips from Dr. Betty Rosendahl, Dr. Vivian Brown, and Christine, the health coach. We'll talk about hearing with Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto, and learn how dental care can come to our home from Suzanne Salga of Denture Ready. Linda Miller will discuss relationships, and we'll learn about property north of Toronto from realtor Melanie Martin. Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility will explain the idea of a forever home and how accessibility can help us live safely and comfortably. And yes, of course, I'll gladly be your wardrobe doctor. So after one important message about organ donation, we'll speak about smart investing with Kevin Giffen of Full Circle Financial. And at the close of the show, we'll share a few simple ideas and reminders that may help us rebuild parts of our life, discover reasons to smile, and perhaps even awaken creativity and joy we didn't realize were still waiting inside us. So please stay with us and continue to get it straight from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today. Online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Wetston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit her website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, to help us plan for our financial well-being, Kevin Giffen of Full Circle Financial is here. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Marilyn. Good morning to your listeners. Happy Saturday. So, Marilyn, I don't know whether it's season, time of life. I don't know that I can give you a rhyme and a reason to it, but I seem to be having an inordinately large number of calls about people who are looking at retiring now, within the next few months. Maybe it's the good weather, which we finally got last week. But I can't explain it. All I know is a lot of people are asking me to talk about specific retirement goals and specific retirement outcomes. So a successful retirement requires a multifaceted approach, it balancing finances, healthcare, lifestyle, and estate planning. Consolidating your strategy using a structured chronological checklist, such as the resources provided by the Government of Canada Retirement Checklist, will ensure a smooth transition into your first post-war years, or post-work years, I should say. So financial readiness and income. Typically, you're doing this 1 to 3 years out. You're mapping your income sources, both government and personal savings. You're assessing your burn rate, determining how much of your savings you can safely withdraw each year without running out of money. You would estimate your taxes, so review strategies for pension income splitting and tax-efficient withdrawals, planning to minimize your tax burden. Debt management. Draft a plan to eliminate high-interest debt and pay off your mortgage if you haven't done that. You want to look at health care and insurance 6 months out. You want to refresh your memory, review insurance coverages, assess your current life, auto, or home policies, evaluate your need for long-term care or private health and dental insurance to replace workplace benefits. I might say on that regard, you should probably be looking at 3 to 5 years out. Focus on wellness, eliminate unhealthy habits, schedule age-appropriate medical screenings, and establish an emergency health fund. Government benefit applications. Usually 1 to 4 months out, you apply for pensions, coordinate with Service Canada to apply for CPP and OAS. Note that OAS applications can often be processed automatically, but knowing when your payments kick in is crucial. Coordinate employment exits. Officially notify your employer of your planned retirement date and understand how your group benefits or group insured benefits coverage wraps up. Legal and estate planning. Draft or update your will. Ensure your will clearly dictates how your assets will be distributed upon your death. Establish powers of attorney. Put in place a power of attorney for property and personal care to ensure someone you trust can make financial and medical decisions on your behalf if you become incapacitated. Protect yourself against fraud. Set up a trusted contact person with your financial institutions to prevent elder financial abuse. And then lastly, test drive your lifestyle. Visualize your routine. Test drive your retirement lifestyle temporarily to see if your estimated budget actually covers your desired day-to-day activities, travel, and hobbies. Consider consulting a certified financial planner to review your personalized strategy. Let me give an example. Judy retired last week. Financially, she's completely set. We have surplus savings. Essentially, the tax-free savings account isn't needed for her retirement needs. She doesn't have next-generation responsibilities, and her husband sadly passed away several years ago. My conversation with her is about exploring lifestyle and purpose. My sense is that the first year will be acclimatizing to her changed circumstances, and within the year, she'll start to seek some cause or volunteering interests which can occupy her mind and maybe explore some new stimulating interests which will percolate up. Having a sense of purpose makes us all live better and, frankly, with greater satisfaction and good health. Retirement planning is holistic, not only just financial. It's about self as well.
Well, Kevin, you always make me think. And retiring sounds complicated. There's so many things to look after. Anyone listening who wants to speak to a financial planner who's an enabler like Kevin Giffen, take down his number, Full Circle Financial, 416-708-6229. Have a great week, Kevin.
Thank you, and to your listeners, have a happy weekend.
In Broker Melanie Martin, you get extensive knowledge of any property north of the GTA, but especially waterfront properties. The only thing standing between you and your dream home is a dock and a phone call. 705-725-6439 or visit centralontariowaterfronts.com. Melanie Martin, right at home realty brokerage, like a duck to waterfront.
Now, to explain more about common causes of hair loss, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic is here. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So this morning I'm going to continue the discussion about hair loss and our approach from a naturopathic perspective. And, you know, sometimes I get questions from patients who are on, for example, some of the newer medication for diabetes and weight management. Those are the GLP-1 medications. And these can actually affect hair as well. So actually research suggests that the medication itself might not directly cause hair loss. Instead, rapid weight loss, which is often associated with some of these GLP-1 medications, can sometimes trigger a temporary shedding. And this type of hair loss can also happen after an illness, for example, after surgery or pregnancy or periods of stress. But rapid weight loss can also affect things like, the protein intake, how much iron you're getting, nutritional imbalances, for example, or nutrient intake, and basically overall metabolic stress. So all of these factors can influence the hair growth cycle. So from a naturopathic perspective, when somebody comes in with concerned about hair loss, one of the most helpful things that we do is look a little bit deeper and, excuse the pun, look at the root cause. And we're looking at, for example, lab markers that we want to evaluate, for example, for iron, thyroid, even some of the sex hormones, vitamin nutritional deficiencies, for example, and blood sugar and metabolic markers. So some of the most important nutrients for hair include protein. So good sources, of course, include eggs and fish and poultry. Iron, we want to look at spinach and lentil and pumpkin seeds. Healthy fats can often be found in walnuts and salmon, and B vitamins, for example, in eggs and whole grains and legumes. Now, when there are nutritional deficiencies, sometimes I'll prescribe some targeted supplements, and these are done on an individualized basis. So looking at the root causes of hair loss is, you know, hair loss can feel very discouraging. It can also provide, we can provide helpful clues what might be happening in the body. So instead of focusing on the hair itself, from a naturopathic approach, we look at hormone balance, thyroid health, nutrients, stress, and metabolism, which can all influence the environment that the hair follicles grow. So if people have any questions, they want to get some more information or book an appointment, they can give me a call at 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
Whether it's loss of hair or just a problem with your health you'd like to look after naturally, remember Dr. Betty Rosendahl, Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic. And when you call her number, ask for your complimentary consultation, 15 minutes on the phone or in person. And the number to call, 905-707-2001. That's Dr. Betty Rosendahl, 905-707-2001. Thanks, Dr. Betty. Look forward to learning something new from you next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
I'm smiling as I realize that my next guest is Edmund Ivazian, who makes me smile with his positive attitude and his expertise on helping people hear their best. So good morning, Edmund, and how are things at Hearing Aid Source these days?
Good morning, Marilyn. Things are great at Hearing Aid Source. Thank you for asking. So I wanted to talk to you about today's topic. And there's something so powerful about a genuine smile, the natural ones. You can't fake them. They just happen. And sometimes they do more than we realize. I remember a moment from when I was younger, probably in my late teens, early 20s. I was at the mall running an errand, and for whatever reason, I was in a bit of a mood. Nothing major, just one of those days where things don't quite feel right. And I remember getting on an escalator, and as I was going up, someone was coming down the other side. A girl who worked at one of the stores, who had stunning blue eyes. And as we passed each other, she looked over and gave me a simple smile. That was it. But something about it just shifted everything. My mood changed instantly. It was like a complete reset. And I remember thinking about it afterwards, how something so small could have that kind of impact. So before I left the mall, I went into a flower shop. I bought a single blue rose. And I went back to find her. I walked into the store, but I couldn't see her at first. So I asked one of the staff there if she was there. And so they called her out from the back, and when she came out, I handed her the rose and said, "Thank you." She was a bit confused, of course, so I explained. I told her that her smile had changed my day, and this was just my way of acknowledging that, and then I left. And I remember walking out of that mall feeling completely different than when I walked in. Now, I don't know what that moment meant to her, but I know what it meant to me. And it's something I've never forgotten, because it highlights something simple. Those natural reactions, those genuine moments, they matter. They're what make interactions feel real. They're what make us feel connected. And more often than not, they come from something we hear. Could be a comment, a joke, a shared moment that lands just right. And when you're fully part of that moment, you don't think about it. You just react. You just smile naturally. So today, on a day that's all about positivity and natural smiles, maybe just pay attention to those moments, the ones that shift your mood, the ones that bring you into the moment without effort. And if those moments feel a little harder to catch than they used to, if there's just that little bit more effort behind them, it might be worth taking a closer look. Because when everything is working the way it should, those moments don't need to be forced. They just happen naturally.
Edmund, what a lovely story. And anyone listening who has to strive to hear rather than hear effortlessly, it's possible to have help and find a direction that helps you hear your best. All it takes to get started is one call to Edmund Ivazian at Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto. The number 416-754-4327. That's 416-754-4327. And know that if you have hearing aids, they can be perfected because Edmund has that expertise as well. All you have to do is ask the questions, get the answers, and then you too can hear effortlessly and smile at jokes and at what's happening in life. Thank you, Edmund. Lovely story. All the best. We'll talk again next week.
Take care, Marilyn.
Often, we think that we have no way of meeting someone new, but I'm going to give you a reason to smile, because Cupid does exist here on From a Woman's Perspective. Her name is Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions, and she's here now. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marilyn. So I had an interesting conversation with a client. I love my job because I get to talk to all these different people about different things. And one of the reasons they came to me is they said, you know, Linda, I'm treating this as an investment. And so many people have a hard time looking at dating and meeting somebody in that way. It's funny because in all other aspects of our lives, we are discerning. When we go to buy a car, we just don't go and pick up any car that's sitting on the lot. We look at different models and makes, and we're discerning. It's not like a lottery. And dating is like that as well. You have to look at it as an investment. Instead of waiting to see what might come along, or you might be lucky enough to stumble across, You have to look at it as I have these list of criteria that I'd like, and I'd like to intentionally date with people that meet that criteria. And I was really happy to hear her say that, because so many times people will say to me, oh, I didn't know matchmaking cost money. And I think to myself, it's interesting that you think that, because we have an office of 8 staff and myself, we're advertising on CTV, and yet you're a teacher or you're a nurse or you're a business person, and you would never go in and sit in front of a classroom of 30 kids for 10 months of the year and not expect a paycheck at the end of it. And matchmakers are the same. We have to put a roof over our heads as well. And of course, it costs money to advertise on network TV. Or for instance, last year we did a big run during the World Series of Baseball. Those things all cost money. And the nice thing about joining the service is you're paying for quality. It's a qualifier. When you know someone's coming to the service and they've paid a fee to join the service, you know they're taking it seriously.
Well, I agree with you. And my mom used to always say, everyone who does good work deserves to be paid. Anyone listening who's ready to meet someone new, know that you can call 1-877-334-9041 today after 10 o'clock and have a consultation and understand what investment you have to make to get the right person and the right relationship. That's 1-877-334-9041. Misty River Introductions. Thank you, Linda, and have a great week.
Thank you.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
If you ever wanted dental care at home, or you break a denture and you need help and it's an emergency, guess what? It's possible to have dental care at home. Suzanne Salga and her Denture Ready Mobile Clinic. Good morning, Suzanne.
Good morning. Thank you again for having me. Smiling is important for reasons that go far beyond appearance. A smile affects how we connect, communicate, and even how we feel emotionally within ourselves. As a registered traveling denturist and providing private chairside appointments, I share with my patients every day. It brings me to a level of empathy that I deeply value, Marilyn. I truly appreciate the honesty and the transparency that individuals bring to each appointment. And many denture wearers who are unhappy with their smile and often silently struggling with much more than teeth, for many seniors, oral health is connected to independence, identity, comfort, and the ability to participate in life without embarrassment or limitations. So today, I'd like to encourage everyone listening to do a simple at-home assessment, either for yourself or for someone you love. Let's take a moment. Inhale and exhale. Ask yourself, when was the last dental assessment I had? Or when was the last time my loved one had theirs? Are they avoiding photos, covering their mouth when laughing, withdrawing socially, or no longer enjoying the foods they love? Our loved ones don't want to feel like a burden on us. They simply want to maintain their dignity, and we have a responsibility to help support that dignity. I'm not trying to sound like a broken record, but I truly advocate for denture wearers, and by helping bridge that gap between mobility challenges, cognitive challenges, and access to dental care. That's why I travel directly to patients. I can help with denture issues in the comfort of home alongside my team of dental professionals to help get the job done compassionately and professionally. Maybe it's time for a new denture set. I'd love to create and design a beautiful customized denture for you. You will receive 3 months of complimentary adjustments so your fit feels comfortable and natural and truly yours. I keep it simple and completely private. My office provides direct billing to insurance and to the CDCP. You can call me to discuss your options. And my name is Suzanne, and my phone number is 647-204-4478.
Suzanne Salga, Denture Ready, 647-204-4478. Thank you, Suzanne.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Suzanne Salka, she makes house calls, a licensed mobile denturist. Suzanne brings relief to denture wearers across southern Ontario whose biggest challenge is leaving home. Call Suzanne Salka, Compassionate Denture Care, wherever you are, 647-204-4478.
Now, to learn more about women's brain health, it's actually going to be pillar 3 of 6. We have Dr. Vivian Brown with us. She's an award-winning family physician, one of Canada's top Women of Influence Award recipients, and author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. So good morning, Dr. Brown, and what is pillar 3?
Well, good morning, Marilyn. And we've been talking about brain health and particularly preventative strategies to decrease your risk of dementia. In week 1, we talked about socialization, being with other people, doing things together. Week 2, we talked about mental stimulation and how important it is to learn new things and set out new pathways in your brain. Well, number 3 is all about sleep. And we've talked about this before, but what we know is that when you get good, appropriate sleep, it helps your brain detoxify and heal from any stresses. We talk about the brain being neuroplastic or having neuroplasticity. And one of the features that helps neuroplasticity is proper sleep. Well, for a lot of us, that's straightforward. It's time to go to bed, shut off the lights and go to bed. But for some of us, it's not as straightforward, and you may have trouble falling asleep or staying asleep or falling back to sleep when you wake up. And what's really interesting is there's some fabulous new drugs on the market, which are called DORA drugs. DORA, D-O-R-A, refers to dual orexin receptor antagonists. What that means is these drugs don't sedate you. They actually decrease your wakefulness. So if you're less wakeful, you're more likely to fall into a more natural sleep and get back natural sleep architecture. So sleep hygiene is important, shutting the lights, having a cool room, not having a lot of stimulation just before you go to bed. But if you are having trouble sleeping on an ongoing basis, talk to your doctor. It's important for brain health, and there's safe, newer medications to try that are not sedating medications, but rather help promote or decrease wakefulness to promote normal sleep patterns.
Thank you for that update about the DORA drugs, and thank you for Pillar 3 for women's brain health. Anyone listening who wants to take charge of their health, ask for the book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, at your local bookstore. Look for it on Amazon if you prefer, or log on to drvivianbrown.com. And if you want a special signed copy, give me a call, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. Thank you, Dr. Brown. And I guess next week it's Pillar 4. And I look forward to learning more from you then. All the best for the week. Bye-bye.
Bye, Marilyn.
Now, North Country real estate specialist Melanie Martin is here. Good morning, Melanie.
Good morning, Marilyn. And I have found, I think, a lovely property that anyone would enjoy year-round. It's a year-round home, and it's on Orr Lake. I know Orr Lake because I've been here for over 20 years. It's a beautiful small lake, but it's warm. You're usually swimming by the first week in May. Now, this property is unique because it's been all redone. It's a lovely home, just under 1,100 square feet. It has a lot that's 50 by 242. That's 50 feet on the water. And it's 2-bedroom with 1 bathroom. This is a perfect home for someone that's just starting out and wants a home but wants to be on the lake, or maybe someone who's scaling down and is happy with the 2-bedroom but wanted to be on the water. Well, this is your chance. This property is really well priced, I think, at $894,900. And with it all being redone, there's nothing you have to do. There's a double garage detached, and there's actually, for extra space, there's a bunkie. Beautiful little spot here, and it's a beautiful little tree-lined trail down to the water. You've got a large deck area along the water. You've got a huge dock. You've got a little place that has a TV and a covered cabana, so actually with an extra fridge. I mean, this is really a little bit of a party palace. I do love it. I do think the value is here. So if anyone wants more information, please give me a call.
A move-in ready home on water, 894-9. Just give Melanie a call at 705-725-6439. Thanks, Melanie.
Thank you, Marilyn. Everyone have a lovely week. I'll have a deal for you next week.
We are all beings of meaning and community. We provide care at home, hospital, retirement, and long-term care homes. We focus on the social by providing free programs online or in person. Visit us at mosaichomecare.com.
Now, I'm Marilyn Weston, your wardrobe doctor. And on this Triple Decker Day, when we're celebrating the power and beauty of a smile, the importance of creativity in our lives, and anticipating the start of Rebuild Your Life Month, I'm reminded of a client whose journey embodied all three topics beautifully. Her name was Kendra. Kendra came to me about a year before her daughter's wedding. The engagement had just been announced. The date was set, and Kendra was thrilled to be the mother of the bride. But beneath her excitement was a quiet worry. You see, over the previous few years, Kendra had gradually gained close to 100 pounds. Most of her life, she had comfortably worn a size 12 or 14. But by the time we met, she was wearing mostly 3Xs and 4X clothing, loose swing tops, stretch pants with elastic waists, and anything that felt comfortable and was forgiving. Now, you may wonder why someone would come to a wardrobe doctor like me a full year before a wedding. Well, Kendra had a plan. She told me very directly, "Marilyn, I'm definitely going to lose weight. I want to be healthy. I want to feel like myself again, and I want your help. Can you help me, please?" she asked. By the time Kendra came to see me, she'd already lost some weight. Her pants were slipping, her tops were beginning to hang differently, and she realized that she needed a creative wardrobe strategy while her body changed. So together, we made a plan. Kendra brought several pairs of her stretch pants and a few of her swing tops to show me what she lived in. And when I looked closely, I noticed that many of the pants had elastic waistbands. I explained that for the next 20 or even 30 pounds, we could simply open the waistband, tighten the elastic, and stitch it back together so she could continue wearing the same pants longer. That simple adjustment could save her money and would help her avoid constantly buying temporary sizes. And then we looked at the tops. Fortunately, swing tops are wonderfully forgiving. They're almost like one size fits all. And I showed Kendra how layering a fitted tank top underneath could help if necklines became loose or her top shifted as she lost weight. The tank straps could actually become part of that athletic look. So Kendra smiled and she said, "I can do that." I also suggested that Kendra buy a simple braided belt, the kind without any fixed holes or buckles. It just tied. I explained that as she lost weight, she could tighten it gradually and loop it creatively and make it shorter if necessary just by cutting it. And that belt became more than practical. It became a tool for creativity. I showed Kendra how it could change the shape of her tops completely, turning loose swing tops into flattering blouson looks while also disguising waistband alterations underneath. Sometimes creativity doesn't require buying more. Sometimes it simply means seeing what we already own in a new way. I also explained that in fitted clothing, every size is generally about 10 pounds. So if Kendra stayed committed to her goal, her 3X and 4X wardrobe could realistically become size 12 or 14 again over time. And here's something interesting. Research has shown that people who share their goals and have accountability are significantly more likely to succeed. In fact, a study from the American Society of Training and Development found that people have up to a 65% chance of completing a goal when they commit to someone else. And that success rate can rise to as high as 95% when they have ongoing accountability and check-ins. Well, Kendra and I agreed that I would become part of her accountability team. We spoke frequently, at least once every month. We adjusted her wardrobe as her body changed. But more importantly, we kept her focused on her vision. And this was never just about fitting into a dress. Kendra explained that she wanted to rebuild her life. She wanted healthy eating habits that she could maintain for years to come. She talked about following a Mediterranean-style eating plan, exercising consistently, and creating a future where she could enjoy her family, eventually grandchildren, and all the milestones still ahead of her. She wanted to be present for life, and that's a powerful reason to make change. And then Kendra shared another detail. The wedding colors were all shades of lavender, inspired by lilacs. Very timidly, she asked, "Would you show me what I might wear if I actually reach my goal?" Now, Kendra carried most of her weight through her middle. She was about 5'6" and had beautiful auburn hair and a complexion that suited dramatic colors beautifully. So I showed her a dark amethyst chemise-style shift dress. The clean vertical line of the dress would skim gently over her body and softly camouflage anything that needed to be hidden. The rich amethyst color was every bit as slimming as black, but much softer, far more elegant for a wedding, and it fit the color scheme. The neckline beautifully framed the face and shoulders, drawing attention upward to Kendra's face and eyes. The dress was sleeveless, though, and Kendra immediately worried about her arms. So I brought out a silk shawl. It blended shades of lavender, soft pink, and touches of deep amethyst. And when I draped it over the shoulders of the dress, it created a long vertical flow of color and fell gracefully below what would be Kendra's elbows, and it would offer coverage without being heavy and warm. And then I added an amethyst pendant necklace and hoop earrings accented with matching stones. I dressed a mannequin completely so Kendra could see it together, and suddenly Kendra could see herself again. Not the woman she feared she'd become, but the woman she was working toward. I told her I would hold the dress for her, and she bought the shawl, the accessories, and the braided belt that day. Then she took a photograph of the entire outfit so she could place it on her mirror at home as motivation. And then every time she looked at it, she could remember her goal. Now, Kendra's story has a happy ending. 11 months later, she walked back into my store carrying the shawl and accessories in a shopping bag. And yes, she had done it. She had lost all the weight she had planned to lose. She had exercised and strengthened her body. She had rebuilt healthy habits. And when I handed her the amethyst dress and she slipped it on in the fitting room, she came out looking wonderful. It fit beautifully. She emerged with a smile and draped the shawl around her shoulders, added the necklace and earrings, and completed the look with amethyst sandals. There she stood, confident, healthy, elegant, with a radiant smile and pride. Kendra reminded me that rebuilding our lives rarely happens overnight. It happens one decision at a time, one healthy meal, one walk around the block, one creative solution, one encouraging conversation, and yes, sometimes one tightened waistband at a time. We can rebuild our health. We can rebuild our confidence. We can rebuild our wardrobes creatively instead of wastefully. And we can smile all along the way, especially when we begin to recognize our own progress. And let's not forget creativity. Healthy eating becomes easier when we try a new spice or discover a fresh recipe or rethink how we prepare our meals. Fashion becomes more sustainable when we learn innovative ways to wear what we already own. A simple braided belt can begin life as a lariat necklace and later sit beneath our waist and eventually define a waistline beautifully as our body changes. Creativity helps us adapt, and adaptation helps us succeed. Anyone who enjoyed Kendra's story may also enjoy my book, Marilyn Weston, The Wardrobe Doctor, More Than Just Fashion. It's available only directly from me, and you can get a signed copy for $20 just by ordering it. You can call me at 416-504-6777 and order the book, and we can also chat. I do look forward to your call. And in a moment, I'll return as Marilyn Weston, your host, and we'll speak with Christine, the health coach, and Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility. And then we'll close the show with more thoughts and ideas about smiles, about creativity, and about rebuilding our lives. So stay with me, Marilyn Weston, and we'll continue to get it straight from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
Before you can claim the new Canada Disability Benefit, you must first apply for the Disability Tax Credit. Does your medical condition make you eligible? We know the answer. Disability Tax Results. Here to help you get the tax credits you deserve. Call us for details. 519-265-3145.
Now, to help us learn the importance of physical activity, Christine, the health coach, is here. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. Physical activity is defined as any bodily movement produced by skeletal muscles that requires energy. This includes activities undertaken while working, playing, carrying out household chores, traveling, and engaging in recreational pursuits. Examples of such activities are lifting, carrying, walking, cycling, climbing stairs, housework, shopping, dancing, and gardening. The human body is built to move, and major systems, including the skeletal, muscular, metabolic, digestive, and endocrine systems, do not develop and function properly unless stimulated by frequent physical activity. As such, physical activity has both a preventive and therapeutic effect across several diseases and conditions and contributes to the quality of life in many ways. In other words, the human body is meant to move, not sit. If you haven't started an exercise program yet, call me for a complimentary consultation at 416-809-4084 or visit my website, ChristineTheHealthCoach.com. And while you're there, don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter so you can get your fitness tips complimentary.
We all can benefit from keeping moving, and Christine can be our health coach. It starts with a complimentary consultation and a conversation so that you know whether this is for you. Just give Christine a call and chat at 416-809-4084. That's 416-809-4084. And if you go to the sponsor expert list, you'll see Christine, and there's a link to her website so that you can connect through the email as well. Thank you, Christine, for that information, and I am keeping moving.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit her website, marilyns.ca. Or call 416-504-6777.
Now, we'll talk accessibility with Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn. And we're just here working away on a Saturday. We are putting the finishing touches on a bathroom conversion of a bathtub into a walk-in barrier-free shower. Our client's mother is coming home from a hospital, and she is in dire need of getting out that tub so she can bathe safely. So we've taken out the bathtub, we put in our barrier-free shower, fully waterproof, full tile, just over a week's time, and it's finished. And over the weekend here, it's going to be fantastic to see her face when she's home. But now is the perfect time to start planning if you're interested in getting your bathroom renovated.
That sounds great, Daniel. So who are you welcoming home?
So we're welcoming home our client's mother. She just had her hip replaced, and her name is Nancy. And we can't wait to see her when she arrives home to actually bathe safely. She's hated that bathtub for years and years. And unfortunately, because of the hip surgery, it's forced her to do it. We do encourage people to be proactive and get their bathtub replaced as soon as possible and not wait for the last minute.
And how do we find out more?
So I encourage you to get the total bathroom check. It's $69.95 usually. I'll come to the house, do a full assessment, give you a design, and give you how much it's going to cost. Usually $69.95 for free for the first two callers this week. So please call me at 647-206-6409.
Do it once and do it right with Daniel Wiskin, Greater Toronto Accessibility, 647-206-6409. Thanks, Daniel.
Thanks, Marilyn.
As our hour together today comes to an end, and as we reflect on the rewards that creativity and smiling offer us, and as we prepare for Rebuild Your Life Month beginning on Monday, let's take a moment to think about how we use our smiles, how we allow creativity to emerge, and how we approach rebuilding our lives. It's important to remember that rebuilding our life does not mean that we have to start all over again. And it rarely happens all at once. It's not a dramatic reset. It's usually a quiet process of renewal, refreshing our outlook, letting go of what weighs us down, and allowing ourselves to believe that change is still possible. And that change can begin simply, one choice at a time, one thought at a time, or even one smile at a time. Because rebuilding rarely begins with large, dramatic steps. More often, it begins quietly. One idea, one conversation, one act of courage, one small seed planted with hope. And from there, our life begins to shift. Creativity helps us take those first steps. People often say, "I'm not creative." But creativity is not limited to artists and writers or performers. Creativity is how we, as humans, solve our problems. It's how we adapt, how we survive difficult times, and how we begin again. And it's important to remember that creativity is something each and every one of us already has within us. It's not reserved for a special few. It lives in all of us in different ways. It's waiting to be used, to be expressed, and be trusted. In many ways, it connects us back to our inner child, that part of us that is curious, imaginative, and open to possibility. That part of us that once explored the world, asked questions freely, and believed that new things were always possible. And we don't lose that inner child. We simply have to look within to reconnect with it. Creativity can be found in everyday choices, like changing a routine, trying something new, learning a skill, taking a class, writing in a journal, planting flowers, cooking differently, rearranging a room, meeting new people, volunteering, or dressing in a way that lifts our spirit. And the list can go on and on. Even the way we speak to ourselves is a creative act, because when we shift our inner dialogue, we begin to shape a healthier inner world for ourselves. And when we place ourselves in new environments and fresh experiences, it opens our eyes to possibilities we may not have considered before. And rebuilding our lives follows the same pattern. It's not all at once, but step by step, choice by choice. We can begin by asking questions of ourselves. What inspires me now? What brings me joy? What drains my energy? What do I want more of in my life? And let's not forget, what one small step can I take today? That step might be something simple but meaningful. Perhaps a medical appointment we've postponed, a walk we've been putting off, cleaning one drawer, calling an old friend, joining a community group, paying off maybe one small debt, offering our forgiveness, accepting help, or simply giving ourselves permission to believe that our story is not yet finished. And one of the most powerful tools we have in all of this is our smile. A smile is not just an expression, it's an invitation. It opens doors, it signals warmth, it creates connection, and it reminds us that we are not alone. And when we smile sincerely and meet one another with openness, something beautiful happens. We begin to learn from one another, because every person we meet can know something we don't. And each time we open ourselves to that exchange, we expand our understanding, our perspective, and even our possibilities. And in that way, we are not only rebuilding our lives, we are also allowing others to help shape them. That's how bonds are formed. That's how we grow our community. And sometimes creativity is all we have. And with it, we can rebuild our lives. I think of that personally through my own parents. My mom and dad had their young lives shattered by World War II and the Nazis. They lost their family, stability, and the future that they had imagined. But instead of giving up, they found one another and chose to rebuild their lives together. They came to Canada with one suitcase and an infant, me. They didn't speak English. They had no financial security, but they had resilience, determination, and imagination. My father, he became an entrepreneur because he had to create opportunity where none existed, and he did so with extraordinary creativity. He used my baby carriage not to carry me, but to carry merchandise into Toronto neighborhoods where people spoke some of the languages he knew. He went door to door with a sign on his chest that said, "I don't speak English, but I speak," and then the six languages he spoke were listed. One conversation at a time, one customer at a time, one relationship at a time. My dad built trust. He built a livelihood. He built a life in Canada. And eventually, those humble beginnings grew into a very successful wholesale and army surplus business here in Toronto. That story has stayed with me all my life because it reminds me that rebuilding doesn't begin when conditions are perfect. It begins when we decide not to give up on ourselves. Every one of us has seeds within us waiting to grow. We have hope, strength, compassion, talent, creativity, purpose, and dreams. And no matter our age or stage of life, we are still works in progress as long as we live. So as we move toward June, let's carry that forward and plant some good seeds this weekend. Let's plant a kind word, a sincere smile, a creative idea, a healthier choice, and perhaps one step, one small step forward. Because even the smallest step we take, when we take it with intention, begins to change the direction of our life. And as Robert Louis Stevenson said, "Don't judge each day by the harvest you reap, but by the seeds you plant." Now, as our hour comes to a close, it's time to say thank you. Thank you to the healthcare workers, service providers, and caregivers. And thank you to Ian, Duncan, and the production team. And thank you to the From a Woman's Perspective team of experts. And thank you to you, our listeners, for joining us this morning, for giving us your time, your attention, your stories, and your presence, because it helps us build together. And a very special thank you to those of you who don't just listen, but who decide to take action. Those of you who look around, notice what needs care or renewal, find inspiration, and begin rebuilding whatever part of your life is calling for attention. And remember, you don't have to do it alone. Your From a Woman's Perspectives team is always here for you. We are only a phone call or an email away. And to find our contact information, all you have to do is visit my website, marilyns.ca. That's M-A-R-I-L-Y-N-S radiohealth.ca. Just click on the radio header and you'll find our sponsor expert list with all our contact information. Or you're always welcome to call me directly if you prefer. Marilyn Weston at 416-504-6777. And we welcome your calls and your questions, and we're always happy to share our knowledge and experience to help you live your best life or rebuild whatever aspect of your life you wish to strengthen or renew. And now it's definitely time to say goodbye. And please remember, smiling costs us nothing, and it gives us so very much. So let's resolve to smile today. Let's resolve to be curious, to be creative, and to find reasons to smile each and every day as we continue to build the life we want. Goodbye until we speak again from a woman's perspective next Saturday morning at 8, right here on Zoomer Radio. Bye-bye, and keep smiling and stay hopeful.
This has been a paid program.
You're listening to Zoomer Radio, CFZM, on AM 740.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.